Hey, how's it going? It's Bill Gardner from the Deep End Games, and you are listening to the Night Nerd.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Friday. We're going to talk about what you want to talk about. And that's what we've been talking about all week. We've been super lucky to have Bill from the Deep End Games here. Huge interview. It's been great. We've learned so much about his journey, the journey of perception, and just I've really enjoyed it. This has been one of my favorite interviews that we've done. And so here's our last part where we ask a few more questions, learn where you can find him out there on the internet and everything. And just again, thank you so much for listening, and a huge thank you to Bill for being on the show. Can't wait to have you back. So here it is, part five of our interview with the Deep End Games. One final question. You know, we talked about perception in the pastures and things. What's next? I mean, that's always, you know, the question, like what's next?
Sure. No, totally. So we're continuing to monitor perception, and there's a couple of things we want to tweak and a couple of things like obscure, like achievement bugs and that sort of thing that we want to try to nail down. So we'll continue to support that. At the same time, there are a couple other challenges and things like that that I'd like to explore with perception. But the big thing is the next project, which we are delving into. You know, we're in the very, very early phases, but it's tricky because you ask any developer and they'll tell you that there is a serious down you get after shipping a game. You know, you're spending all this time and putting all this effort, and you know, you're really driving yourself hard to finish your game, and then all of a sudden it just like it stops, and your body is still going and you're shaking and you're like, oh my god, what do I do? And you know the game comes out and you monitor you know, people playing the game, but you know, your body's still going, your mind's still going, but you know, there's this thing where it's like you just don't know, your soul or whatever just doesn't know what to do. And so, you know, I'm still kind of in that phase right now where, you know, thankfully a lot of what I'm doing right now occupies enough of my mind that I feel like I'm, you know, still kind of in that mode where, you know, because, you know, at the end of the game, you're being so productive. You know, it's sad because putting aside the time, you know, the amount of extra time you're putting in, the amount of work you're getting done just based on the fact that you know your tools and you know what you're building and the vision is clear and you're rolling, you're cranking out content, and then it stops. You just don't know what to do with yourself. And so what I want to do next is something that's going to be very different, partly because I want to – well, I'm always looking to try something different. That was what I, you know, set out to do with Perception. I wanted to try and have a different take on narrative and a different take on horror, like I said. But I also wanted to, you know, take a few risks, and I feel it paid off. And so I want to do that again in a different way, though. I think that the thing I will say is that I feel like games, as much as it's an amazing time right now, and you're seeing so many different like ideas, concepts, and designs that you never would have thought possible 5-10 years ago. All these amazing risks being taken. But in terms of the way you experience the game, and in terms of the way games are built, in terms of the way that they're presented, that's kind of been the same. And given that, you know, I spent 3 years on Perception, I need to try something that's going to shake that up a bit. And so that's what's next for me. I'm going to try and I'm thinking about, when I think about projects before I really dive in, I think about the whole picture. I think about how I'm going to pitch it to people. I think about how it's going to sit in the storefronts. I think about how the audio is going to fit into the bigger picture. I think about how I'm going to build all the assets and create an aesthetic. And I think about the whole thing. You have to do that. But at the same time, I want to make sure that it's not just like, I don't ever want to create something where it's just tacked on. It's like, Perception for me was a really fulfilling project because you know, a lot of it was challenging, but a lot of the questions tended to answer themselves because we came back to those initial, those goals, you know, about what it's like to be an echo locator and what that means for the tension of the experience and what it means for the narrative and all that sort of thing. So long story short, it's a lot of similar approaches in that regard, but we're going to try and do something very different.
Well, if you ever decide to do echolocation again, I would love to see you make a Daredevil game.
Because I know, right?
Nailed it.
I should talk to Marvel. Now's a good time, right? There. I haven't caught up with season two yet. Have you seen the Punisher intro?
Yes. I haven't finished the Punisher because it was it's a struggle for me. I just not get into it. But I'm one of the few people that enjoyed Iron Fist, so I guess there's difference there.
Iron Fist is not getting a good rap, huh?
If you haven't watched it, watch the first episode, then jump to episode 6.
Because oh, really?
The middle ones, just there's no character or story building. It's just, yeah, it's not the best.
It's high on the list of things I want to get caught up on, because I love the first season of Daredevil, and I only watched like one or two of Jessica Jones. Dying to get into Luke Cage. That's gonna be pretty sweet. I don't know what it, like. I love that actor. I don't know who he is, but I know I've seen him in some other things. But anyway, lots to catch up on.
Yeah. That's so. Again, just like with gaming, there's so much great content. So all this stuff you've talked about that you know coming down the pipe. What is the best way for our listeners to follow along and find out, you know, what is going on in the world of perception?
Sure. Well, there's a couple different ways. I think the best, honestly, is not to be cliche, but Twitter. I try and be pretty active on there because I love, you know, I love interacting with people. I love getting feedback and ideas and just talking about whatever. So I'm Game On Gardener on Twitter. I was going to say, I'm trying to remember. Jeez, I can't remember my wife's tag. I'll look that up. And then we obviously have the Deep End Games. And then my wife is that's why, because it's really obvious, Amanda S. Gardner. And so we try and be pretty active on there, trying to have some fun, so I'd love to keep the conversation going, you know.
Yeah, because obviously you're somebody who is uber passionate, doesn't even begin to describe, but incredibly passionate about the art.
This stuff's amazing. I love what I do, and I'm very, very fortunate, you know.
That is great. Well, Bill, thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate it. If you have lived under a rock and haven't checked out Perception, go. It's on every. You literally have no excuse. If you have a computer or a video game system, nice. You go out, pick it up, play it.
thank you.
I even with the stuff, I still have to play with the lights on or during the day because I'm more of a story mode type person, but I need all the achievements. So, yeah, go check out Perception. It's great. Follow Bill and Deep End out there. And, yeah, thank you again so much for being here.
No, thank you. This is awesome. I had a great time.
Awesome. And that's it for us, and we will see you all next time. All right, that was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed talking to Bill about all that. Tune in tomorrow when we just keep going down the rabbit hole and talk about the games and designs and just everything. If you like what you hear, make sure you go check out their website, thedeependgames.com. They're also on Twitter. It's a good place to get a hold of them. We're out there also, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. Also, while you're listening, make sure to give us, you know, the little thumbs up, like, share, and subscribe. We appreciate it. Also, check out patreon.com/thenightnerd for all sorts of exclusive shows and content. It's a lot of fun. If you want to talk to me directly, you can email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I love hearing from everybody. It's why we do this. So that's going to be it for us today. We'll see you tomorrow.